It is Susie from MERP, and I'm here with Like a Storm.
I'm Matt.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, guys.
I'm Matt and Chris.
Hey.
I wanted to ask you, you guys are no longer in New Zealand. You've located to the States.
States and Canada.
Yeah, Canada, okay. You miss home?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do. I mean, I think... obviously, as a touring band, you're never going to spend that much time at home anyway, you know, and we try and see our friends at home and our family as often as we can, and then some of our friends will fly up here to come out on tour, and our parents just came to Europe with us, so we try and do it that way so we can see as many people as we can. But I think from New Zealand, a lot of people have to go overseas to do different things, you know, because it's a beautiful place but a small place. So we seem to have friends basically every night we play from New Zealand, eh? Different friends that have...
I think New Zealand is just kind of travellers, you know. You grow up on the other side of the world, and so we run into Kiwis in every country in the world. We just came from being over in Europe, and you know, every place we play, there were New Zealanders there. So we miss home, but we get to do what we love, and we see a lot of New Zealanders anyway, so... We're certainly not complaining.
I just spent the last 3 years in South Africa.
Oh, wow.
And been home now. So, well, that's the next, I guess, Madagascar, then New Zealand.
Yeah.
So, you guys are rugby fans then?
We are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Do you get to watch it here?
No, but you know what's funny is my granddad fills me in on all the stuff, which is kind of cool. So sometimes I think about watching it, but I always enjoy hearing the results from him, so I'm fine with that.
When I was in South Africa, it was a Springbok family, but I fell in love with the All Blacks. So,
Good answer.
So you guys are characterized as hard rock. Do you agree with that categorization still?
Partly. I mean, I think for a band, it's always... you know, interesting to categorize yourself, but I mean, hard rock, I don't know, didge metal sometimes, because didgeridoo, I mean, I don't know, we do some heavy stuff and some not so heavy stuff, so I think
that probably summed up like our last record better, you know. The newest song from our new record, Pure Evil, is probably a bit more kind of heading in the progressive metal territory, but I mean, ultimately we just love like heavy music that has like melodic anthemic choruses, so kind of whatever you call that, plus didgeridoo.
That's what I was going to ask you next, is if you were to venture into another category, first of all, there's too many categories in metal, but if you were to branch off, it seems like you guys were going more the melodic way.
It's funny, I mean, we enjoy just naturally like melodies, I suppose. I don't know, we've always kind of done melodic music, so it's really fun to push the actual music side of it and really try and progress with that, and then fit the melodies in around that. For us is a great challenge, I guess, as a band and as writers. So,
so in 2011 you guys did the acoustic album where you had a lot of different instruments.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever do something like that again?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we kind of grew up loving bands that could do like heavy anthemic music, and then also these great acoustic versions. So like Alice in Chains, Metallica, Nirvana. I mean, to us, that was always kind of the sign of a great band. So that's always something that we've aspired to. And we've written a lot of new music since then. So absolutely, you know, we're working on a record, Catacombs, now, which is a lot of heavier stuff, but certainly another acoustic record will be in the works too.
And Catacombs is coming out this year, 2017?
Well, it'll be finished this year.
Yeah. Like, we'll see if Santa brings one.
Because exactly.
We'll be finished this year, and so it'll either be end of this year or early next year.
Are you still recording? Still writing?
Yeah, definitely.
We were recording right up until going to Europe, and actually after this we go back to Vegas again, and which is where we're making the record, and go back into the studio.
We've taken off, I think, since November to make this record, and in that time we did a 2-month tour of Europe and then like a 2-month tour of New Zealand and Australia. So it didn't leave a lot of time left to record, but you know.
So this festival is just a one-off? You just came to do this? And
yeah, we did. We did. You know, we did three festivals in the UK and Europe, and we kind of tack this on the tail end for some, you know, like geographically it didn't make a lot of sense, but it was really fun to come and do it. So
that's a good one. I heard you guys on Octane on Sirius Radio, so
we love Octane.
I wanted to ask you, does that just come from fan fans requesting it, or do you guys have to do a big campaign to make that happen?
Octane is an incredible station, and they supported us when we weren't signed and when we weren't you know, really no one was paying that much attention to us. And like, because they played us so much and Love the Way You Hate Me got to number one, and it was a huge game changer in our career.
And you guys, actually, I read you are the highest charting New Zealand band in history of the United States. That's still...
Yeah, in the rock genre, yeah. In the hard rock genre, and anything like that.
Still nobody's beat that?
No, we're... You know,
that's pretty cool.
Honored, I suppose, to have that title.
Hopefully you keep it forever. So you have brothers in the band.
Yep. Yeah.
If a brother was to quit, could he be replaced?
Well, we have cousins.
Yeah, none of them play an instrument, but they are family, so yeah. we'll see.
We have a lot of people with the same last name as us, so...
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we all get on really well together, and we get on really well with Zach, who's not like a brother by blood, but we've known him for a long time. We're really, really close with him, so... I mean, we're really grateful to get to do this as brothers, and then with Zach, who we're so close with, so that would be incredibly tough to replace, but...
It's about to get really loud, so I'm just going to ask you guys, is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Just want to thank everybody for supporting us. Thank you guys for supporting us, and say, you know, we're really excited for this new record, and we'll come out and tour the States a lot more when it's done.
And people can find you easily on Facebook, all of the social media sites to keep track of you.
Yeah.
You got a website too?
We do have a website, likeastorm.com. We're not Amish yet, so we still have all the social media.
Okay, good. Thank you
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.